Here with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Ian, people in Denver, Kirk Cousins crazy a little bit right now. What are you hearing? What are their chances?
There's a lot of people. Kirk Cousins crazy right now. And, you know, rarely have we had a free agent in his prime at this position completely healthy. I mean, I can understand the interest. It's going to be considerable. You know, the Broncos are going to be one of the teams involved. You know, the Vikings are going to be involved as well. I would expect the Arizona Cardinals to be involved, the New York Jets. You know, varying degrees of money. I'm not sure it's going to be all about money. I think it's going to be all about where he can, you know, find a great fit in his career and finish his career and find a and go to a place where he can win games. And, you know, the Broncos check all the boxes. I'm not sure it's going to be them, but they're obviously a very attractive location.
Does the fact that John Elway's done something like this before with Peyton Manning help woo a guy like Cousins?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, having John Elway just in general, you know, helps woo Kirk Cousins because, you know, you can talk about him as a GM, and obviously he's done a great job, you know, over the past several years, and that's all good. But the John Elway, the legend as a player, really speaks, you know, it's for whatever he does, I mean, it's John Elway, you know? Now, I think even if the Broncos had a different GM, there would still be a really good location. Defense is good. You know, you got obviously weapons at receiver. You know, you could obviously do a couple things, offensive line, maybe tinker a little bit at running back. But this is a team that's not really far away. Certainly closer than the record indicates. And, you know, if they didn't turn the ball over last year as much as they did, obviously would have been a much, much different season.
What are you hearing in terms of any kind of rumors the Broncos maybe have to try and move up in the draft, anything like that, if they have to go quarterback in the draft?
I could see that. It wouldn't be the first time the Broncos moved up in the first round for a quarterback. When John Elway wants something, he is aggressive. It's really, you know, everyone's sort of all over the map on these quarterbacks. It's really just, do they need to? You know, are they sure that whoever's in front of them, you know, you have a couple of teams, the Browns, Giants could take a quarterback. It'd be curious to see where the evaluations fall and if the Broncos, depending on who they like, actually need to move up.
All right, Ian, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.